accepted. Good. If not, no.
Item 26, Martin Buber, Zion and the Youth. Our foremost endeavor on our free land must be the true fulfillment of the social idea inherent in the people of Israel from its inception. For that purpose, we must educate our children so that their hearts desire a true life of sharing and love. A true life of sharing and love each other with a love that engenders action. And it is upon us at this hour to formulate laws and establish institutions to assist the revelations and unimpeded actualizations of this aim. It is our duty to craft a new nation which stands firmly, so that we may take full account of our past and future. Our will is to fulfill, and our fulfillment of it will be the beginning of the fulfillment of all of humanity.
Item 30,
Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not yet received it. We are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of God in Torah and mitzvot lishma, for the Creator's sake. At that time, the temple will be built, and we will receive the land into our own authority. And then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to that, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of God. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption. It follows that our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and they shall teach no more, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them." Yet with those two, we have only been rewarded with giving from the Creator. But we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we've been given a chance to begin with the work of God, to engage in Torah and mitzvot for the Creator's sake. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generations of the Messiah, which all generations before us did not know. And then we'll be rewarded. Go on. Excerpt number 27. Rav Kook, Ikvei Hatzon. 27?
Ah.
Ken? Yes.
Dor shekulo timahon. Kashe meod limtzol.
Our generation is a wonderful generation, an entirely bewildering one. It is very difficult to find its likeness in all of history. It comprises various contradictions. Darkness and light operate in it interchangeably. It is lowly and base, but also high and exalted. It is entirely at fault and yet entirely meritorious. We must acknowledge its nature in order to come to its aid. Let us prepare the way for it, show it the entrance to the city, inform it that it can... Excerpt number 33, Bala Sulam.
שבחיבור הזה יצאו בני ישראל.
Introduction to the book of Panim Meirot Umasbirot. It is written in the Zohar. With this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also, in many other places, only through this, the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses, will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it, to show us that only the light enclosed within it. It lies the cure in it lies the cure that reforms a person, both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created. Hence, it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation. Instead of being a pipeline. Go on.
Excerpt number 34 by Martin Buber, Nations, Countries, and Zion. We want the land of Israel not for the sake of the Jews, we want it for the sake of humanity. Since we want it to fulfill Judaism. Constructing new humanity, this is what we intend to, will not rise without the special force of the Judaism, without this unique force that in ancient times awakened a person to live a life of truth. This force is not lost from the world. It's alive and it's present within the corruption, maintaining the seed from which salvation will grow. Again. Excerpt number 35 by Hugo Bergman, The Heaven and Earth. As a people, that is, its history and redemption are tied to the redemption of the whole world, they should feel themselves responsible for the whole world. We should not diminish the spiritual state of the state of Israel and to see our revival in the perspective of the other nations. The spiritual degree of the state of Israel is in the hands of each and every one of its citizens. Each and every one of us has a decision every day. We call to a revision of our spiritual degree. Revision can only come from a cosmic aspect of the life of Israel that understands the Israeli history and our duty in this country out of what we desire, the redemption of man. Our goal should be the spirit of Israel in the state of Israel. Excerpt number 36 by Raya Kuk, Israel and its nationality. Only by the Torah that will be fulfilled in Israel will the complete peace and the steadfast love occur, and the pure emotion of acknowledging the brotherhood between a man and his brother, because we are all sons of one God, which is the master of all the land. When this development is finished in us, inside us, in the degree that is worthy of being an example for the many, all the nations will acknowledge it, and then the blessing of peace will start dwelling in the world. But until then, the foundation we must engage in is the national peace between us, to specifically build it according to the spirit of Israel and the way that it can develop and exist the way it should.
If there are other good excerpts, please.
Excerpt number 37 from Bala Sulam's article, The Peace. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel, too, will not be able to serve the Creator in purity as bestowal, as it is written in the explanation of the words, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests." In the essay, the Arvut, and we see it from experience. For the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that God has sworn to our fathers. And this is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing. Meaning thus far, Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for all eternity has not yet been fulfilled. Because world peace is the sole vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.